From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Tiffany Greenwald-Simon reports for Columbia Green Media that months after the Greene County Legislature extended a large tax break to New Athens Generating Company, the business is petitioning New York's Public Service Commission to approve the sale of the Athens Generating Plant. Delaware-based Gate City NE Generation LLC will become the direct owner, but the story does not say how much the plant sold for. Whatever the number, the former owners are likely to make more since Greene County gave the plant a large tax break that almost had universal opposition from the public. Former Athens legislator and town supervisor Lee Palmatier filed a Article 78 petition with State Supreme Court of Ulster County seeking nullification of the IDA's approval of the tax break in November and said after learning of the sale, and I quote, "One of the purported reasons for financial assistance was to keep the company out of bankruptcy and prevent them from closing their doors," end quote. Palmatier also said he was curious about the sale that came without a formal appraisal of the property. Palmatier said, and I quote, "As far as I know, there's no record of appraisal. I was pushing all along that the appraisal be done and that they shouldn't be begging for tax breaks with no appraisal. The seller is not going to sell without one, and a buyer is not going to buy without one," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Raymond Pignone reports for Columbia Green Media that part of the land for the proposed Shepherd's Run solar energy project in Columbia County from Hegate Energy has been sold, creating new questions for its approval. Carryville Farms LLC purchased 60 acres at the corner of Cambridge Road and County Route 7 on January 2nd, part of a proposed 265-acre solar installation near Route 23, Route 7, and Route 11A in Carryville and Copaic. Brittany Kenny, Senior Public Affairs Manager with the Martin Group Marketing, which is working with Sensible Solar, a group opposing the project, said, and I quote, "We don't know what this will mean for the future of the project, but we do know it brings everything into question, and we know it throws a monkey wrench into the project," end quote. The town of Copaic, immediately after the sale, filed a petition with the New York State of Renewable Energy sitting for an immediate adjournment of two public hearings scheduled for January 9th and January 10th about the proposed solar project and to dismiss Hegate's application as, and I quote, "infeasible and inaccurate," end quote. The newspaper could not get anyone from Hegate's Energy Chicago office to return calls or emails for comment. Kenny said, and I quote, "The farmer who sold the land to the LLC wants it to remain forever agricultural, so the land will remain in active agricultural use," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. News 10 reports that just as it finally feels like winter, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation announced that online registration for the 2024 Summer Camps program will open at 1 p.m. on March 24th. The DEC Summer Camps webpage lets guardians register youth for a week of camp, manage their accounts, and complete required forms and waivers. The DEC has offered the week-long camping trip with conservation education for children ages 11 to 17 for 77 years. And you can read more about this story at the News 10 website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.